get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Huskies Drive Time here on a Tuesday morning. It is cold outside, warm in here, and we're ready for Michigan Tech basketball this weekend as the Huskies head on the road for GLIAC play, the first GLIAC games of the season. Wes Fromm is in our studio, and it's a long trip to Ohio for a couple of games, right, Wes?
Yes, it is, Dirk. We're heading out this afternoon, or this evening, actually, and heading down partway tonight and going the rest of the way tomorrow. Some practices down there, and looking forward to seeing Canton. I've never been down there, but starting the conference season, and both teams coming in at 3-0. So obviously, good weekend for all Michigan Tech sports last weekend, as our team sports went combined 5-0. And so it's always exciting to test our hand at some conference games and get that part of our schedule rolling.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And boy, some long traveling for the teams recently, with the hockey team going down to Huntsville, and now the basketball team's having to head over to Ohio. But you were saying, and I know one of the big things about this trip is the fact that the teams don't have to check out of their hotels between the games.
Yeah, it's both Walsh and Malone, I think they're maybe 10 miles apart, and you stay in the same place the whole time, and don't have to worry about that travel in between. Later on in the season, we've got Northwood and Lake State on a road trip, so you've got a 2-3 hour drive in between in between your games on your off day. Well, you don't have that this time, so that part is nice, it's a new place for me, and I don't probably a lot of our athletes have never been there as well. So I think we've only played there once before, 2 years ago. I think we played there for the first time ever, so this will be, I think, for both teams, men and women, it'll be just the third time we've played Walsh and Malone in our school's history. So looking forward to that.
Very good. Well, we'll get to it. We'll talk to the coaches when we come back.